Welcome back. We are so excited to have you back with us today. You are listening to Curse Words and Crayons, and this is one of our parenting chats. This is Amy.
And this is Z.
And today we are going to talk all about dealing with confrontations as a parent.
Yay, I know. So fun.
I know for a fact.
But it's like story time. So we're not here to very much give advice other than to potentially ask each other. Like,
I have zero
what advice. What we would have done. That doesn't mean that that's going to be something that you can put in your pocket and save for later. This is funny story time. You're going to get to know us better. So hit pause,
yes.
Send us over to your favorite parenting friend who is in the trenches with you, and y'all hopefully will get a laugh or two out of this.
Exactly. You know, sometimes I feel like some of our parenting episodes, super great chunks and nuggets of like really good pieces of information. And some of them I feel are very similar to like reality television, where like yes. I'm hoping that this makes you feel better about your life and the choices yes. that you're making. And you can say, gosh, I am glad I didn't have to deal with that. So, you know,
you can say at least I'm not Tom Sandoval.
Right.
You know?
Oh God, fuck that guy.
Right.
What is even happening with him? I cannot. So at this point, we're recording. We are a little bit ahead, which is amazing. But we are only on part one of the 3-part reunion for
Vanderpump Rules. The second one should be out really soon.
Yes.
But so I will be out of town.
For the last one. And the next one.
Yes.
You will be out of I hope that they get
Guess
Bravo
what I get on my phone.
Guatemala.
The peacockulars. The peacocks!
I
say it now. That's how I peacocks. That's how it just needs to be
it
done.
Is,
no, I have it on my phone though, so we'll see if I'm desperate enough to watch it. I could get a Fire Stick, but those cost money, and I'm not going to.
Do you not have any Fire Sticks in your home? We usually will travel with one. We'll just take one out of one of the TVs.
No, because when we
you have like all smart TVs.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are.
Well, I have one. We have 2 TVs in our house that we use. We only have the one in our bedroom and the one in the media room, and they're both smart TVs.
Oh, that's right. We're garbage humans, and we have a television in every room. Legit.
Yeah, no, if I was more of a television in every room person, like my mom gets mad because we do have a TV, and well, I guess we do have a 3rd TV in the guest room that she sometimes comes and stays in, and she gets upset because that one is super outdated and it does not take her Fire Stick.
Yeah. Sorry about
that. Which
you,
I'm
Mom.
Like, sorry, I don't know, watch the children like I asked you to.
I don't know. Your job is to be a doting grandmother at this moment, not like, watch ABC News. I don't care. What are you doing?
I'm not entirely sure what's happening. Or, you know, it's like 3 steps away from the media room. You can sit in the media room and then she can play in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's big and it's called a media room because that's where you watch.
Because that's where the media is. That's where the media is. I have one quick reality TV recommendation, and then we have a correction from last episode or a couple episodes ago. I recently started watching The Ultimatum Queer Couples.
No, was it good?
Obsessed. There are 4 episodes out right now as of today, which is May 30th. And on tomorrow, 4 more episodes come out. And then there's like a couple of on the next week, like 4 more episodes come out. It is, there is so much drama
No, I it's love like the amazing. Ultimatum, the first one. That's yes. the one where they like switch fiancés.
Yes. So you have a partner and one partner is issuing the ultimatum.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
basically
marry
saying
me,
like, I want you to marry
me. Marry you. Yeah.
And the other partner is like, nah, bro, I don't want to be married. But also, why then do you want to be in a pretend relationship with another person if you don't want to be married? Like, I don't, it doesn't, the whole concept... It's far-fetched.
I guess it's to see whether or not, you know how you have that one friend and they're like, but we've been together for like 8 years and I swear they're going to ask me to marry them. And you're like, yo, dude, if they wanted to marry you, they would have known and they would have asked you. Roberto bought her, and I don't mean to like, Roberto's not everybody, right? Roberto had a ring purchased at like 6 months into our relationship. We also met each other older. He was 30. I was 25. So yeah. It's not like we met each other. We were both out of school. We were, you know, we were yeah. ready to be in a committed, serious right. relationship. I understand it doesn't always work like that. Okay. But also my, you know, one of my girlfriends, she moved to Colorado with her boyfriend and now they aren't engaged, but they are definitely taking steps to getting, I don't know. You understand where I'm going this with this,
I
right?
Do.
It doesn't feel like there are steps that are being taken. So that's
yes. It. So yeah. And for me, it's like, I never dated somebody just to date them. If I'm dating you, it's because like, eventually I want to figure out if I want to marry you or not. If this is no longer fun for me, I'm not, I don't want to date you anymore.
I've been like that too. A lot yeah. of people aren't. A lot
I know,
of people are
I know.
Like, this is what's good for right now.
Right.
So
and that's great.
I don't want to rock the boat. Maybe that will yuck my yum and maybe this will no longer be, a lot of people are commitment mm-hmm. scared. Commitment
oh,
phobes.
For sure. Commitment phobes. Wouldn't you want, and I hear you like the person that's like, oh, I've been with this person for 8 years and then they're going to ask me to marry them. But like, for me, I'm like, if you're telling me I don't want to get married. Okay, cool. You've said I don't want to get married. So like, if my goal is marriage, I don't want
to
issue
need
you
to
a
leave.
Weird ultimatum
yeah.
and go on a reality show, but do that so that I can watch you because it is fucking incredible. So yes, if you haven't watched The Ultimatum Queer Couples, it is on Netflix. I definitely recommend that you watch it. We do have a slight correction from a couple episodes back. We had originally said something like Mary Who Books was the person who gave us a recommendation for the Ricky Beard and Mary Leonard murders. It was actually Melanie Who Reads, who is actually an acquaintance of mine here in Columbus. So thank you, Melanie, for giving us that recommendation. And sorry,
so
we said it was somebody else.
My
but
bad.
It led us to 2 episodes. So good for you, Melanie. That was amazing.
We much, much, much appreciate that. Okay, Amy gave her show and tell of the week,
yes.
which was The Ultimatum Queer Couple, but I have one too.
Unsolicited show and tell. So sorry.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we
but
fucking ask
he has
for that
the real
shit,
ones.
But we got
I had
it.
To tell you. I had
we
to.
We have to. That's okay. I'm almost done with Orange is the New Black. I should finish in the next day or two.
Please tell me your thoughts when you get to the end, but that's for another episode.
I'm already not liking the last season, but other
it's
than
bad.
That.
The last season's not great.
Yeah, it's not good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but my actual show and tell is not that. It is The Nakedest Shop on Instagram. And it is a small mama-owned business. She creates a ton of products using tallow. And it's all natural. She has great customer service, the cutest packaging. It makes the perfect gift for like a new mom, a new parent, somebody you just want to treat. I actually won a $50 gift card in an Instagram giveaway that I didn't even enter. My friend
what?
Entered for a $100 gift card and she's like tagged so many people and the person...
Yeah.
If you win, you get a $100 gift card and the person gets a $50 gift card. So I got a $50 gift card from just my friend literally tagging me on a post, which yay, thank you. So freaking great. That never happened. I
yeah.
never win anything.
I never
like
win
that,
anything.
Right? But
yeah.
I didn't even enter, which is probably why I won because I personally
right.
did not enter.
Your juju was not on that like entry. It was somebody else's.
Yes. But I get to spend $50 in her shop to try things out. I got the Honey Lips lip balm. So good. So good. And again, a lot of this stuff is made with tallow. I would buy it again 100% for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The lavender and oatmeal bath soak, which Aurora has like all these bug bites all over her. I feel like there's like a mosquito colony just hanging out in her room, just waiting for her to fall asleep. And she's breaking out and then she scratches them, or it has not instantly, but nothing has cleared it up as easily as that does. And it's just very, it feels very nurturing on the skin, feels very luxurious. Mm-hmm. And I know that an oatmeal powder bath soak is easy to make, but I didn't to make it. Like, I didn't have to do that.
Right. Who has time? Yeah.
And again, comes in a pretty packaging and the price is right on it. So love that. I got a sun stick, and the sun stick is made with tallow. It goes on. Okay, so I use the natural, so good. Oh my gosh, to use this because the environment, it's good for you and you're so whatever. So I use that kind of stuff. And you know how you put it on and it looks like you put acrylic paint over your body because it's just white. And like you go to move it around sometimes and it just, you cannot get it rubbed in. Okay, I have a couple of different like sunscreens that I can suggest maybe actually on our next podcast episode.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that.
That are easier to move around, but they're still, you know, they're thicker. This tallow feels silky. It feels like coconut butter. Coconut butter. It just glides right on, and it's SPF 25 to 30. It's not like an exact amount, you know, but that's a decent.
But that is decent. I mean, it wouldn't work on my kids, but for me, I don't ever wear sunscreen, and I know that I should, and I know that I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to wear it every day. Blah, blah, blah.
This would be perfect because it's so moisturizing.
Yeah. And my face is always so dry. That's really good. So tallow, I love it. Can we talk about that for one quick sec? That's beef fat, isn't it?
Yes.
How do you feel about putting that on your skin? I mean, obviously you do it. So it's like, I'm not opposed to animal products because
I eat animals.
So I'm fine with that.
From the earth. And that is how you make soap. So I'm good with it. And I've heard it's very good for your skin, and I have heard a lot of people using it. And to be honest, I wanted to try tallow products before I even really looked into it. Now that I've looked into it a little bit more, I'm on board with it. And if it does well for my skin, I'm all about using the full part of the animal.
Oh, so, me too. I don't know why it icks me out just slightly, but
you
probably like it's my brain. Well, and I was looking at
her. So if it's going to go inside of your body, then what's the difference? Because the things that you put on your body get inside of your body anyways. If you're cleaning with bleach, gets inside of your body. So what's the difference? Like, what's the difference? Like, yeah, you're putting beef towel. Like, I just love the product so much. I also got the Golden Honey Bar.
Ooh, what is that?
It's a bar soap. I love bar soap.
So just a bar soap. Ooh.
Yes. It's very nice. And she has other things that are not made with tallow. I personally am all about it and I want to try it right now. I've heard really good things for the skin. It's super moisturizing. And because I suffer from adult acne super bad when I use certain products and things, and I have to be like pretty diligent on making sure I drink enough water and get enough supplements in to, and you know, don't look like a teenager. I'm a big fan. I'm definitely going to use it again. I felt like when I used the sun stick that had tallow on it, I felt like that was almost like healing my skin as I was out on my run.
Ooh. I don't say like, oh, it's beef fat. That's disgusting. Because obviously I eat beef. And so like I'm ingesting. I don't know. And it doesn't sound like it does that. But to me, I think like if I'm rubbing like, and I know
but
it's
what's
different.
What's coconut oil? Like, coconut oil
is
oil.
Like, is that going to make my, for sure. No, 100%. And that's, I love the idea of it. And I did, I was like peeking at her Instagram as you were talking about it. And she has, I looked at the tallow, but like she has some stuff in her stories, but she said, if you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on your skin. And I think that's such an interesting thought that I definitely am not as diligent about. Cause it's like, well, okay. You know, like, I don't know what's in this. Like, it's fine. I don't pay that much attention and I should pay more attention. I love that. How interesting. And she just has like, she's just like a small business shop, right? Like, she's just a mom that does this. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And she seems pretty cool. She's got like a cute hairstyle and all sorts of things. She's very, very, very nice. Go check out her shop. It is The Nakedist on
Instagram. I love that. Yes. And you said that Aurora used it for some like bug bites, like itchy. So like summertime is coming, you guys. And
yes, so
my
we
kids
use the,
scratch their bug bites so much. Yeah.
So we use the lavender oatmeal bath soak for that. But I think the sunscreen would also, the sunstick would also be key for that. She has other body tinctures and stuff that don't have, again, there's so many things that don't have tallow in it as well, if that's more of your thing. But it's the new skincare craze. Like, this is it right now. You know how icing was really big for a long time? It's still, icing is still very big, okay? Ice your face, that shit's cool. But, bada boom. That was on accident. At the same time, this is the newest trend. It's tallow.
Got it.
For the skin.
Well, and I mean, honestly, like, it's so funny because we say trend, but I'm sure people have been using tallow for
thousands of years.
And it's totally fine. And her stuff, I mean, it's like no more than
it's
you'd pay
reasonably
for.
Reasonably priced.
Yeah.
It's a good price.
Oh,
that honey,
it.
The honey, you have to get the honey lips lip balm. It's huge. It's like as big as my, it's like bigger than my index finger. And it's like four chapsticks put together.
Ooh,
for like
nice.
$10. And it's got tallow and honey and it feels so good. I love it. I almost never, I wish I didn't have to pay for shipping. I know I need to pay for shipping, but like I have a really hard time paying for shipping.
Me too.
I wish I didn't have to pay for shipping and I would always only ever buy. That's what I was thinking when I was like, man, I love this so much. And I was like, but I would have to pay $6, but I could buy other things with it. You know, I could buy along with other items that I do in fact need. And I would be supporting her. I love me a good bar soap. I love me an all natural item. And again, yes, they're no pricier than what I would be paying.
Right. When you want a higher quality thing, I feel like the older I get, the more I'm willing to cough out some extra money on something that's either going to last me super long or is going to do better on my skin than like, you know, what is that?
Saint Ives. Yes.
Like
the apricot scrub.
Like, bitch, please tear open your skin. Like, that's a great idea. Keep doing that. And you're supporting small business, which, you know, we both think is just super important. So I love that. Please check out her shop. She seems swell. I'm excited that you won this contest. That's really cool.
Super cool. Okay, so today do we start with the dance mom drama that I got in, or do we end with the dance mom drama?
I think we have to start with it because it is absolutely so, you know, of course I'm like Ziggy Dish it when she talked about it a couple episodes ago, you guys, and maybe we'll get some other people that are like, I don't think that's ridiculous. And this is why I think it's fucking ridiculous. So we're going to go through a couple different categories. We're going to go through drama with other parents, drama with like teachers or caregivers or like educators, and then drama with other kids. So I think we all have some decent stories when it comes to this.
And these are just stories. This isn't advice. Yeah. Like, you're here for fucking story time. If you need to hit pause and get yourself a drinky drink or a smoky smokes or fucking kick those children out to the curb so you can have a little bit of time to yourself.
It's
so
nice
throw some food at the
play.
Throw some food at your gremlins. Now's the time. Just take it. We will be back here again when you press play. Boom. Now you've pressed play. And now we're gonna
and here we go. Yeah. Now you're back. Exactly. Way to go.
Now
congratulations.
Back. Yay. Okay, so we're gonna start with our drama with other parents. And I am going to tell you about this dance mom drama. And this is some real dance mom's drama that I cannot believe that I was a part of. I go to a smaller dance studio with Aurora. And there are normally anywhere from 4 to 10 small girls in her various classes. We have been going to the studio for 2.5 years. I know all the day workers. I know anybody that works with the children and not like the bigger kids, because they have some specific teachers for the older kids. I don't know any of those.
Right.
But anybody who works with like our kids age group, I know all the front desk workers. I know the owners, all the shebang, because I've been going there for forever. I also have met several people that I very much enjoy from the studio, especially when we first started. And so I make it a point where I try to be kind and polite to all the other parents.
Right.
And I try to make friends because this is a potential, like, one, it's nice. Then I'm there for an hour and a half on Saturdays right now. Not anymore. But I was there for an hour and a half on Saturdays, or I was there for an hour on Mondays or Fridays or whatever the case is. So it's nice to have, you know, somebody who checks in on you for things, or just somebody to talk to, right? Okay, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So
fast forward, these new little girls enroll in Aurora's dance class, and they seem very to themselves. They're homeschool. The mom seems like my kind of style, a little bit older than me, but maybe she's not older than me because I just, you look so goddamn youthful. Maybe we are the same age. Who's to say, right? However, our kids are the same age. Sure. And so I think I end up sitting by her. Again, I'm going on Saturdays at this point. And so the studio is a little packed. And so I'm sitting next to her. And we start to talking. And she said, I think I made a comment about how, oh, I was doing a sponsored post or something about Instagram. And she was like, oh, you know, you make the real money on YouTube. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, I have a YouTube channel and I make like 20K a year. And I was like, no fucking way. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool. What's your social medias?
Yeah.
No, because, and this is not the first time, okay? Like, I have Scarlett's dad's phone number. I went up to some strange man and asked him to put his telephone number in my phone in front of his mom.
Wow.
I know, right? Right? Aurora's like, what are you doing? I'm going to tell daddy. And I was like, go ahead. I mean,
tell daddy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Please do, actually.
Yeah, please do. He's such a kind man. He's a weirdo. Go tell your dad. He's such a kind man. Okay. So wonderful. Just, you know, not my type, but anyways, so this is not the, and I followed a bunch of these people on, I follow the workers on social media. If I know you in person, I'm going to try to find you on social media and I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to creep all over your shit. I'm going to do it because that's right. So she tells me, just look up Reborn Family and you will find my account. And this is after she has held my son, because one of the workers asks if she can hold Ren. And I'm like, sure, sure, sure. And then this lady's like, well, can I hold him? And I'm like, or she was like, my turn next. She said something to where I felt very uncomfortable, to where I felt like I couldn't say, look, you can always say no. Okay. I should have said no. I should have been like, you know what? We're really not. But then I felt weird about it because I was already letting the stranger worker lady, she's not a stranger. Okay.
Yeah.
I was already letting the worker lady, like the employee who, you know, works at the studio, hold the baby. So then I was like, well, you know, so I said, okay. But she tells me afterwards that hers, and she's like, you'll see why I really like babies. Cause she had like, cause Rin was like really small when we were interacting at this time. I was like, okay, my mother-in-law says weird ass shit. Like,
yeah.
Time too. Like, I love
Don't treat a kid like, it's my turn now. Like, he's not a slide. Like, that is so.
Yes.
It bothers me. Yes. It bothers me on, like, outside but of I the felt, story.
But right. I didn't. Right.
What are you also going to do if you're in a social situation? No. You could have.
But it's really so awkward. Hard
to say that. Yeah. To be like, no.
Awkward. It would have seemed really bitchy. Yeah, and then maybe it wouldn't have, but then what would I say? Like, oh, no, I'm passing him around to Jada so I can use the bathroom, but you can't? Like, I mean, yes, there's a clear difference. I do understand, but it just didn't feel – anyways, I didn't –
I get it, though. I get it. Yeah.
You get it. Okay, good. Thank you. I don't have to justify myself anymore. So anyways, no I way. Handed my baby over to a sister because when I told somebody else about the story, they were like, and you let her hold your baby? It's like, yeah. She's, but you didn't know her. And I'm like, yes,
right, but
I've
also
talked
before
to her.
You knew all the weird stuff though, right?
Talked to her like 3 or 4 times at the studio. So like, yeah, I was sitting right there. It's not like I let her like touch his private parts. Like I was
take him in the back. Like it just, I'm sitting here. I can see her. Yeah.
She tells me the Reborn Family and I follow her and I look and she does silicone baby dolls. And these are expensive silicone baby dolls. And remember, she told me that she does look to each their own. Okay. I'm not going to yum her yuck. But remember, she makes 20K a year off of this. Supposedly, that's what she told me. So who's to say? She probably makes at least 5, I would assume. Probably makes a couple grand, I would assume, at least, if not 20, on her YouTube, and she's on other things as well. And she, so I follow her. Okay. And it's weird as fuck, but I follow her anyways because I'm trying to be nice, and that's her thing. Right. So she posts videos, and it's all about how she's down. I'm telling you the long ass story, BT Dubs.
Yeah, no, I love
this. This is the long and the long of it, the super long of it. Okay, so she posts these. She starts posting these videos, like, oh, there's something coming up. Like, we're expecting something. There's something coming up, and then she shows more about how she's like downsizing her nursery, but it's okay. And she like sells off some of her reborn babies. Again, these things, she resells them for like $2,000 to $3,000 a fucking pop. These are expensive as fuck. Like, it cost me just as much to bring my fucking real baby home from the fucking hospital as these fake babies cost. And some people use them as like for dementia patients and et cetera, et cetera. So again, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. I simply just do not understand it. I understand that I don't have to, like, I don't have to understand everything. Like, it's not for me to understand. Yeah. I get that. Right. Okay. But to me, it's very peculiar. Anyways, so she's posting, and then she posts this video. Question.
Does she make them, or does she buys them and resells them?
She buys them. They definitely come in the mail. And I know sometimes she resells them. Now, I don't know if the goal is to buy and resell them, or if the goal, because that way she can, like, you know, you want to, gotta catch up, ma. You want to, like, try out so many different babies, but you can't.
Try all the reborn babies,
You know, maybe it's the thing. Maybe it's the thing where you bring it home and, like, that's part of it. I don't know, okay? It seems like that's part of it. Just like when you bring a new baby home, like a one that cries. Really cries.
Like an alive baby.
Yes. Right. I don't want to be like insensitive, because if this is somebody's thing, this is somebody's thing. Okay. But also, like, kind of fuck you if you're going to do the same exact thing that she does. And I don't like it. And it's.
Yeah. And you don't have to like everything in the world. That's the joy of
this is something that I don't like. So she's been like posting these teasers, if you will. And then she says, oh, we're expecting, but then she says it weird. And I'm like, okay, this is some strange. So I'm like, expecting, that's definitely pregnancy words, right? But I'm like, okay, this is some weird ass reborn baby bullshit, right? Because she's like, yeah, we're, but then she posts again showing that she's really downsizing her nursery for her reborn babies.
Okay.
And also in said video, she has a sonogram photo. She has bump photos, like smaller bump photos too. And they're her. It looks like it's her color skin. Like if they weren't her, like she did some serious research, right? Because like it's her, it's like her skin tone. It looks like her. You know, it's like if I were to post, like if I were to post Amy's arm, no offense, everybody would be like, Suzette, have you been inside for 6 months? What are you?
Right.
Sick?
That's not What's your wrong arm. With you?
That's not you your arm because I'm. Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm tanner than because my skin is a different tone than Amy's completely. So it would look people would fucking know. Right.
Right.
Just like when you see those people and they post before and after pictures of like sunless tanner. And you're like, this isn't your leg. Like this is somebody else's.
Somebody else's leg. Who takes color better than you do. Like you can't,
Right. Or who was paler than you or et cetera, et cetera. So, but these look like her. Okay. And she posts like two videos like these. And I, at this point, I'm like, oh shit. We're expecting her because she has sonogram pictures and like little bump photos. And if you've been listening for longer than like 6 months, I covered up my pregnancy in person for almost 20 weeks.
Yeah.
Online, I did for like 36. And she has two kids. So if she was showing a bump, she could have started showing a bump at 8 or 9 weeks. Yeah. And that could, so she could have potentially, anyways, I like was trying to math it out in my head. And I was like, I wasn't focused on her body. That was the least important thing about her. And so so I didn't notice. And so I saw her in person the next Saturday and I said, hey, congratulations. And she goes, what? And I was like, cause she literally was sitting next to me, sat down next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And And I was like, oh, you're pregnant. And she goes, oh, no, that's for, what are the words I'm looking for? This is like a literal direct quote. And she's like, what are the words I'm looking for? Okay. No, that's like a marketing ploy because I'm getting a new reborn doll. And this reborn doll was like $10,000. So we're doing this big reveal and we're even going to do like a gender reveal for him. And I was like, oh, okay. And at this point I'm like shaking because the minute she says, oh, that's for a marketing ploy, I'm like, oh my God, because if I have lost three babies and I thought that I had a miscarriage with my last child and I like had difficult experiences, pregnancies, thinking like, I mean, I was 20 weeks with Ren before they were like, okay, you can start telling anybody that you want to. It wasn't 12 weeks. It wasn't 13 weeks. I was literally 20 weeks before I was in the clear with this last pregnancy. And so I just have a really hard time. It's like the April Fool's pregnancy jokes. Like,
yes.
So I just was like, okay, okay, okay. And I think I said, yeah, uh-huh. And like nodded my head and none of that felt good. And then I don't know. I think I said I had to go to the bathroom. And so I got up and then I just proceeded to just like walk around the studio afterwards because I had to be there for another like hour afterwards.
Right.
Like pretending like I was like trying to put Ren to sleep in the stroller and the carrier or like whatever I had him in. I made a vow up in my head and I was like, I'm never fucking talking to this lady again. This is so offensive. I'm so offended. And I told one of the workers, I went up to one of the workers and I was like, dude. Because I told her about the reborn stuff because I'm messy, I guess. But I told her about the reborn stuff the first time. And then so when she left, I was like, dude, look at this shit. And so I guess like a week later, the employee was like fucking with me and was like, oh, you're not going to go say hi to your new friend or something like that. And I said, no, after that video that she posted, I don't mess with that. Like, you'll never catch me talking to her again. Mm-hmm. And Jada didn't say anything. The worker didn't say anything. And I guess it was because homegirl was like behind me or in my vicinity. And so she heard me, which is very unfortunate. And I should have kept my opinions to myself, regardless of whether or not, because I don't know if she was riffing me or maybe because this was like a month ago. And I honestly didn't think anything of it at the time because I didn't know she was behind me. It still wasn't kind, but I was talking shit. Okay. I opened my mouth, regardless of whether or not she asked my opinion or said anything. I basically said like, oh, can you believe that fucking video that I sent you? That shit's crazy. I'm like, I don't mess with people like that is what I said. And she was like, and like, didn't say anything. And I remember being like, all right, I guess she just doesn't want to talk today. And then maybe the woman was behind me because the next time that I see her, I'm literally sitting on my phone, like doing nothing. Again, I have vowed that I'm never speaking to this woman again. I try not to make eye contact because I don't want to even smile and wave, but also I'm not going to be nasty. So if I make eye contact, I will smile and wave. And she comes up to me and she goes, what's your name? Suzanne? Is your name Suzanne? And I was like, no, my name is Suzette, which is a big trigger for me because I don't like being called Suzanne or anything other than my name. You can call me Suzette. You can
that's
call
what
me
what my
Z.
name is. Yeah.
About it, like, but if you do not know me, you can only call me Suzette, or you could come up and ask what my name is. Anyways, it's a big trigger for me when people call me the wrong name because I have a weird name, and like growing up, everybody would like call me the wrong name, and I do not like that, and it hurts my feelings and makes me feel very unimportant to people. So, big trigger for me. Started off saying that, and I probably wasn't very kind because I like had the worst morning ever and was literally like focused trying to be like on my phone the whole time. And I was like, no, it's Suzette. And she goes, were you offended by the video that I posted the other day? And so I again start shaking because I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I said, yes. Yes, I was offended. And she told me that it isn't offensive because that's just what they do for reborn dolls. And I let her know that it was incredibly offensive to me because she posted sonogram and bump photos. And that's why I found it to be incredibly insensitive and offensive. And then she proceeded to tell me it was okay because her sister-in-law or her sister had had miscarriages. And I told her, like, no. And I said, you asked me if I found it to be offensive. And my answer was yes. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Please leave me alone. And so I gather up my stuff and I move. And I move closer to where the kids are playing. And she follows me. And she proceeds to tell me again, you just don't understand. The video wasn't for you. The video was for the Reborn world. And it's not for your audience. Check out the Reborn family. And I was like, well, then if I check it out, I will find all of it to be incredibly offensive.
Right.
It is. When you are posting, and I repeated, when you are posting bump photos and sonogram photos in a video saying we are expecting, I guess I'm just so stupid, but I thought you really were, and I am offended, and I'm not the only one here. And she goes, we're around kids, lower your voice. Like, she didn't just follow me across the room to have this conversation, like, to hash this out further. So I'm immediately, like, embarrassed, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm yelling in this fucking dance studio. People are looking at me. It's company tryout day. So there's, like,
lots of people there.
Everyone is there. And I, again, remember, I have tried to make friends. So I have friends in the room. Like, right. I'm making eye contact with, like, a bunch of different people that I know, right? I, like, sit down in the kids' area and I'm like, okay, you know, like, because I, again, moved to a third spot at this time. And then she tells me that it's okay because those are her photos and those are her videos and et cetera, et cetera. And honestly, I don't even remember what I said anymore, but at one point, like, she was telling me, like, go online and you'll understand. You just don't get it. This isn't for you. If you're going to continue to make this a hostile environment for me, like, I had done anything that day except for sit on my phone. Like, I mean, yes, I did make a nasty comment about her video, but her video had, like, a bazillion and one views. It had nasty comments on it already on YouTube. And honestly and truly, like, okay, that sucks. I didn't say it to her. It wasn't like I didn't say it to her because it wasn't for her to hear, to be honest. Like, I just, but she's like, oh, if you continue to make this a hostile environment, I've already talked to the owner. You're going to have to talk to the owner. I'm going to try to get my money back. And again, if you're continuing to make this a hostile environment, you need to get your money back. I pick up my keys again for the third time. And I try to walk to the bathroom because at this point I'm just going to lock myself in the bathroom stall. Right. And my son, thankfully that day was not with me. He was home with my husband, but my daughter is playing in the play area. And again, she's yelling at me in the play area that I tried to, like, escape to. And I'm literally, like, back to a corner. And then she goes and she complained about me for, like, 30 to 45 minutes to the employees about, like, crying. She tried to get her recital fee refunded and they wouldn't give it back to her. She tried to get the instructor to give her kids private lessons and the instructor declined because she said, you don't have an issue with Aurora. OZ hasn't had an issue with anybody the whole time that she's been here. But she did come up to me afterwards, her teacher, and was like, are you okay? Because I know that, you know, I'm sorry about everything. And I had a bunch of people coming up to me, apologizing to me. It made me so nervous to, like, go back in. She was there this last Saturday. I also had the studio call me, and the owner did sort of kind of make me feel like, he said words that made me feel as if I was also to blame. But I think that might be me unloading some of my feelings on him because I'm nervous that other people think that I'm to blame. Does that make sense? So he said, like, oh, tell me what triggered you. And so I was like, what do you mean what triggered me? She triggered me. It's not my fault. I didn't do it, you know? So I'm immediately, like, triggered by him using the word triggered, because that makes me think that I, like, flipped over a fucking table over nothing when that's not what happened. So that's my dance mom drama. I think that she wanted me to say, no, I wasn't offended, but, like, I,
of course she did, because that's what people,
oh, and
when
she also
somebody
told
comes
me
up to you and asks you, are you offended by something? They don't want your honest reaction.
No, they want you to say no.
Oh, no.
Oh, and she also told me, I went home and talked to my husband about this. I cried when I left the studio, which made me feel really bad. And that super sucks. Okay. It super sucks. But if she can't handle the comments like that, then I don't know. She shouldn't post. Okay. I also had this example that I thought of and I was like, you know, I just need to keep this in the back of my head. Right. So I'm like, that would be like somebody saying, oh, she's always posting pictures and videos of her running in her sports bra. It's so weird. I don't get why she does that because I personally do that all the fucking time. Right. That would hurt my feelings. I still wouldn't go up to them and be like, did you find that offensive? Because that's to cause a conflict. She came up to me to cause conflict and then like gaslit me the whole time, like following me around the studio and then telling me to lower my voice, telling me that there were kids around, telling me that I was creating a hostile environment. And like, honestly and truly, there was one mom in particular that was like, you tried to get away. I watched you try to walk away several times.
Right.
Like, she's literally following you. She's like, that is offensive. You're not the only one who would find that to be offensive. Like, it got to the point where I started saying louder, I think people would find it offensive if you posted fake pregnancy announcements. People find that offensive. I never want to put my hands on anybody, but I was almost to the point where I just wanted to, like, push her so she would get away from me and shut up and leave me alone. Like, it almost felt like it was going to, it didn't feel like it was going to get to blows or anything like that. But I just felt myself like heating up to the point where I was like, she's going to antagonize me to the point where I am going to feel out of control.
I think that's a really hard thing about conflict. And when it's not being addressed in a way that is like healthy, is chances are, you're never going to reach a point where anything that comes out of her mouth is going to be like, oh, I get it. I understand why you.
Yes. That's what I told her. I was like, I'm never going to understand. You're right. I don't get it. And I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to understand. I'm sorry. Right. And I feel bad that I hurt her feelings. I feel bad that she cried. I feel bad that she went home to her husband. That wasn't kind of me to say. It wasn't. That doesn't mean that she needs to come up to me and cause like a huge conflict about it though.
Right. But I feel like even what you said wasn't like you said, oh my God, she looked so ugly in that video and she did these things. Now I understand this is like clearly her life. Like this is what she does with her time. This is what she does with her work. It's hard. And if somebody came up to me and looked me in the face and said, I think your podcast is stupid and I hate it. And I don't, every time I listen to it, I get angry. First of all, you don't have to listen to it. You have 2 feet for a reason and you could walk away from anything that you want. But also, like, what are you gaining from telling me that? Now, if I hear that information from somebody else,
that sucks.
Okay, why did you tell me that? Like, I don't want to know those things, you know? I don't want you to tell me that if somebody told you they hate what I'm doing or they don't like this or that.
Unless you like dumb it down to me and you're like, oh yeah, I just heard some people, like, it's just one of my friends really doesn't like this show and tells how y'all do. And I'd be like, oh, well, fuck them. But okay, that's not a constructive criticism, but that's at least like, okay, they have a certain thing that's upsetting them. It's not like they're like, Elaine, just don't, you know, you get what I'm saying?
Like, right. Yeah. Or like your voice is like annoying, a blanket, or I don't like to do whatever. But also what she was doing, and obviously she knows this because this triggered her in a way that was intense. You're not the only person in the world that's ever had a miscarriage, nor the only person in the world who ever has felt triggered, even if they didn't have a miscarriage, by hearing somebody do a fake pregnancy or some sort of weird
thing. Or just a pregnancy announcement in general, because I used to.
Right, real or fake, yeah.
There were years where any sort of pregnancy announcement would either like gut me or enrage me to the point where I would like literally see like red or black for a second. Like I'm not tech swabby or else I would have done it. Almost wanted to create an app that like filtered pregnancy announcements off and stuff like that because it was so triggering for me. And I know I'm not alone in that.
What utter bullshit. That's just, and it's so hard, especially because
she was making money off of it. It would be one thing if she was doing her like sicko little something's wrong with their brain thing, which I'm a little sicko and something's wrong with my brain too. It's just a different something. And that's okay. We can all be little sickos together. But if that's like, if that's her weird, if that's her particular flavor, okay. But to tell me that she does it. And she's like, yeah. And I know she was probably trying to like play it down for me, I guess, because she's like, yeah, I just found my niche. And so I just like really went with it. You're going to look it up. It's going to be a little weird. They're reborn babies and good. And she wanted to feel accepted. But that's not something that I'm ever going to understand or accept. I'm sorry. If you're my friend and you do something like that, we more than likely, unless we can sit down and have a really good conversation and you listen to all the reasons why I find it to be so deplorable and you actually have a legitimate reason, like, oh, I wanted to see what it felt like because I can't get pregnant, and I'd still be like, hey, that's fucked, but okay, I can see how you would be. It's hard. Right. It's hard, but certain circumstances I could forgive and accept and move past my own issues with it. But this, in this circumstance, especially because when I was like, oh, congratulations, she was like, what? And she was like, oh, it's for, how do I call it? A marketing ploy. Putting up sonogram photos and bump photos and saying that you're expecting for a marketing ploy isn't something that I want to be part of. And if you're going to come up to me, and yes, I shouldn't have made that comment, but if you're going to come up to me and ask if I found something to be offensive, I am no longer just going to say no to go along with things. I am really glad that I said yes and stood up for myself, even though it was weird and peculiar, and I never want to get in a conflict like that again.
I don't blame you. And like, honestly, and maybe it's that it was her choice of words, but I feel like a marketing ploy, that sounds skeezy to me.
So
like,
gross. Like, so gross.
Tricking people into like buying this thing, which is really yucky.
Exactly. Roberto told me, she's like, I bet this is her MO. I bet she has conflicts like this everywhere.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'd be interested. Like, now I feel like I need to like go and stalk her YouTube channel, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if she like isn't one of those people that will just fight with people in the comments about like, you know,
right,
when she's upset about something. That is so unfortunate. Now, what it really pisses me off about this is that she did it in front of your kid. And like, whether Aurora was like fully aware of what was going on, like lots of kids, like, okay, yeah, I don't want that. But like,
my kid.
I also don't want you fighting in front of my own kid. Like, I don't, you want to have this conversation, you call me later and I probably
won't. Or you could take me outside.
Like, let's step outside and have this conversation, because you didn't have Ren with you. So you could have gone outside and like left it to, you know, be outside from other people. She wanted to cause a scene. She felt like she was going to make you look stupid because she was
the one. Because I hurt her feelings.
Right.
Which that, yeah, I get that.
Well, and I mean, like, okay, I'm sorry that I said that to you. I'm sorry that
I didn't say it to her.
I'm sorry that I said that to somebody else.
Yes, I shouldn't have said that.
I do apologize, but also like,
it is incredibly offensive, though, and I don't think that you should be doing that. Yeah, I don't think that you should be doing that. I cried about it, actually, when I saw your video. I was very disturbed. Yeah.
When I found out that you were not really pregnant and using it to scam people into following you on YouTube,
I was very disturbed. Yeah, so I feel like, yeah, we were both just as, I don't know, she didn't have to come up to me afterwards. So that's my dance mom's drama.
Ugh.
All so like gross. 20 minutes
and
of
like
it.
I know. And
sorry,
honestly,
I told you it was the long of it. I started, if you,
it,
you
it
know.
It needed to happen.
Yeah, fair enough.
It needed to be told. But honestly, it sucks because it sounds like Aurora really likes dance. And I
she
think
doesn't.
Dance moms
they're not
in general,
enrolling her for the fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh, so it sucked too because she caused all this drama like in literally the last month of dance.
It's gymnastics that she really likes. That's what she really likes.
Yes. Well, but she also has just been fighting me about things in general. So I'm unenrolling her from all the things. But no, dance is where I take her to camp.
Oh, right, right, right.
So it sucks because.
Yeah, because it's like daycare.
I will be taking her 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have to stay. And I don't think that other mom will ever go back to the studio, to be honest.
Right.
She didn't get what she wanted.
Did she pull her kids?
No, they were there last week.
Oh, that's what you said.
She was wearing sunglasses inside.
Get over yourself.
To try to be like, thank you. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was going to go up to her because I fucking went up to her last time.
Right, because you were the one that was like, you know what? I'm really offended. You weren't even talking to her. Like, get out of here. I hate people. I'm sorry that happened. I haven't gotten in very many conflicts with other parents because I tend to shy away from people. And I make Chris do all of, like, the birthday small talk. I don't do that very often. So I don't tend to interact much with parents on purpose. But I still have other parents in my life, including my own parents and my in-laws, and I've had plenty of conflict with them. So I do have a story that always sticks out to me because it was the very first conflict I ever got in over being a parent, and it had to do with my in-laws. And I want to preface this story with, like, I love my in-laws very, very much, and I don't think that this story makes them bad people. I just think they come from a different generation than we are. And
oh yeah,
it was a really sad and uncomfortable time for, like, myself and my husband. But so when we had Hayden, she was our first, and she was the second baby on my parents' side and the first baby on Chris's parents' side. So, like, this was, like, big news, you know, like, everyone was very excited. But Chris grew up in rural Kentucky. And at the time, both of his parents were smokers and really heavy smokers. They smoked in their house, had since forever. And, you know, we
don't do that. If you smoke in your house, just like, yeah, just go outside, get some breeze, like, open the windows and stuff. I do. It's different if you live in other countries. So, like, you know, because in Mexico, their houses are concrete. But, like, if you live in the United States, like, just really, really just, you know, open your windows up, at least get some decent airflow. It's not good for you. It's not good for your brain, you know?
Right. Right. And, like, you know, there's lots of studies about secondhand smoke and thirdhand smoke and, like, all of the things. Mm-hmm. And as somebody who was a smoker in their life, like, I understand the pulls of smoking. Like, I get it. But, like, at this point in time, neither of us were smokers. We hadn't been for a long time. And our pediatrician mentioned to us that until a baby is 6 months old, they have a higher likelihood of developing SIDS if they're in a home that has secondhand smoke. Now, the caveat to that is usually that is, like, if they live in a home where it's somebody is secondhand smoking. We are staying there, like, one or two nights, whatever. Like, it's not ever a long time. But at that point in time, there was not a time that I left that house that I didn't have a headache and I didn't feel, like, you know, just gross, because it's a lot. Like, the fumes and the everything, it's a lot. So we had made the decision that when we would go to visit, we were not going to stay in the house. We were going to stay in a hotel. We didn't and still don't, like, visit there a ton, but, you know, just, it was really important to us that she wasn't exposed to, you know, we would still bring her in the house. But, you know, we were asking that they, you know, didn't smoke when she was there and that they would, like, change their clothes before, which, in all honesty, like, all of their, I mean, it's completely saturated in their entire house, so it doesn't really matter. But that did not go over very well. We got a lot of very long emails about how.
Emails.
Yes. Yeah. They didn't talk to us for, like, 6 months.
Because you didn't stay in their house and they are smokers.
And here's where it comes from. So just like conflict with your dance mom person, I was saying something that they do, or we were, but really it was me. It was a lot of directed at me. I was saying something that they were doing was not okay and was bad. Which is not what I was saying. I want you to not smoke because I want you to live a long and healthy life. It has nothing to do with, it has a lot to do with my own health and safety and the health and safety of my child, but this is a decision we're making and this is my child and we're going to make this decision. And, like, this is, but it wasn't even, you know, and we've talked about this in the podcast before, but it's like, you know, we don't spank our kids and Chris's parents did. And so it's like, it was always anything that we don't do that they did do. It was always like, well, when we were, it was fine. They grew up and they were fine, or they were this, they were fine.
I bet I would have had the same issue if my parents were smokers.
Yeah. Right.
I bet I would have had the same issue because my mom's very much like that, where she's like, where I'll be like, oh, we don't do cow's milk. Oh, well, she does at my house and it's okay. And I'm like, I'm telling you, we don't do it.
Right. At all. I don't want her to have it at all. Yeah.
That's what I just said. I'm telling you, don't do it. But do I literally, and then I'm like, no, don't do it. And she's like, oh, like, you're so bossy. I'm like,
right.
Okay. Right. So if I tell you, oh, we don't do this in a roundabout way, you tell me we do, but in, mm-hmm. you know, refuse the boundary. But if I tell you no in a direct way, that's bossy. What the fuck do you want from me? Like, no, I get it. I can't believe they emailed you.
Right. Well, she was, and I think a lot of it is they like, they both, and now his dad doesn't, I mean, his dad, I think, does like the vaping pens now. He doesn't really a smoker, and his mom has since passed. So like, it's not really an issue anymore, but, and my kids are not at risk for SIDS. It's still not great, but like, it's fine. You know, it's not a big deal now. And like the relationship,
you're not over
healed,
there
it's
often
fine,
enough.
And we're really not over there at all. Yeah. Like, I mean, once or twice a year, if that, and you know, it's not for very long usually, but, it was one of the most like shocking conflicts I feel like I've ever had, especially with like a parent. Cause like my parent, I just have never had it. Arguments with my parents, like, but like that's not how my family argues. Like, we don't do written arguments. It's like, we're gonna fight it out and then it's gonna be fine. But I think it's really hard, kind of similarities to your argument with the dance mom, is like, you're doing something differently than the way I'm doing it, and in your eyes I'm telling you that what you're doing is deplorable and wrong. Which,
and actually it is, if it's a fake pregnancy announcement, that's a fucking horse I'm gonna die on.
Well, right. And if you're smoking in a baby's face, or you know, like
that is
it could kill them, I think that that's not great. But I'm not saying you're a bad person. Like, I'm saying I don't want to be exposed to that. I'm saying that's not something we're going to do.
Exactly.
Just like you're saying, like, I don't know, maybe if that lady never said anything, or maybe if she apologized and was like, I'm sorry you felt that way, you would be like, cool, I don't want to watch your videos, but like, I will still say hi to you when I see you. Like, it's fine. Like, you're fine. Whatever. I mean, like, maybe not. There are things that people do that I am not crazy about.
I don't think she's like a bad mom, or like, I don't necessarily think she's like the world's shittiest person. Maybe she's just a Karen, and that's okay.
Right. You know? And that's okay. But also, like, you don't have to be friends with or like every single human on the planet. And that's the joys of living, is that I don't have to be friends with you if something you do I'm not okay with. And I also don't have to always say, and sometimes I think it's really hard, especially like you're saying with letting people hold Ren, it's really hard to say, oh no, I'm actually not comfortable with you doing that. Or like, it's cold season and I would just prefer you didn't right now, because you want to be polite and you want to say like, okay, yeah, sure. Like,
especially
because
I'm fucking Southern.
Right. Right. I think if we're going to do a takeaway from these stories, if something is offensive to you or something goes against the way you want to raise your kids, you want to buy stuff with tallow in it, do it. It does. And like, be ready to support that. If you want to vaccinate or not vaccinate your kids, make your decision. These are your kids, but also you have to be okay with the fact that somebody might
do
come
your
up
research.
To you and say,
read
right.
the inserts.
Like, yes. Like, and you, somebody may say to you, I don't like that. And if you feel like you can't be okay with that, don't
that's
have
on you. Look into that.
Right.
Look into that. Then you didn't do your research and you're insecure on the decisions that you are making. Or maybe that person doesn't belong in your life either, because they just in general make you feel insecure about yourself. Maybe you do feel comfortable, because sometimes people will make me feel the icks about certain life decisions that I'm like, no, I make this decision every single day, but it's because I want people to like me. But if they're not going
to
like me anyways,
who wants to be hated? Who wants to be the most hated person in America?
Exactly.
Nobody.
Exactly. But if they're not going to like me anyways, I can let that go and I can let them go. Like, I don't have to force them to love. Not everybody has to be forced into loving me. It's okay if some people don't like me, especially if I also don't like them. If I don't like them, it's okay if they also don't like me. That's okay. Maybe
for
we're
sure.
not meant for each other.
For sure. But also, you're also entitled to say, that hurt my feelings. The way that behaving hurts my feelings. Like, she may not agree with you that it's offensive, which, let me just put on the record, I do agree with you that it's offensive and I think it's awful.
Yeah.
But she may not agree with you and think like, it's not offensive, it's fine because my sister-in-law had a miscarriage and she thinks it's cool. Well, cool for her. But guess what? It's offensive to me. And if you can't have the balls to say, I'm really sorry I hurt your feelings. Like, I see where that's like, I don't understand, but I apologize that I hurt your feelings. And instead you're going to try to make me look like a crazy person. No.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah.
Get out. I'm not interested. So,
she really gaslit me. I left that conversation just knowing it was my fault.
Thankfully,
people came up to me to tell me. Yeah, I was like, I just yelled at some lady in the middle of the studio because I was having a bad day, which I'm sure escalated some things because I was, in fact, having a bad morning beforehand. But that's regardless. That doesn't
That also goes to show, like, when you're approaching a situation,
you never know. Like, I cried entire way to the studio and was literally sitting in that chair staring at my phone hoping nobody noticed that my face was still a little red and puffy. You know, was having a shit ass morning. And that's when she decided to come up and start stuff. Huh. Don't start nothing. There won't be nothing.
And now we all hate her. And if you listen to this podcast, you have to hate her too. Okay. So deal.
Yeah. Don't look her up on anything though, because then she will get money from your.
Yeah.
Dudes.
No, don't give her any money. I just looked at her page too. It's stupid. So,
it's crazy.
I don't get that. And if you're into it, I would love to hear in a respectful way as to why you're into it, but it's weird to me. I don't like it.
It's really expensive for a baby doll, okay?
And I don't have money to spend on that kind of shit.
I'd rather get a backyard makeover where they make it with like koi ponds and shit.
Yeah.
Like where the whole time you hear tinkle, 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 tinkle from like different waterfalls and like ding, ding, ding from like what are those things? Wind chimes. Like what are those things called?
What are those things? That's way more comforting than a fake silicone baby
to me and to you, and that's okay.
Yes, right, for sure.
Okay, we're gonna move on.
Yeah, teachers, this is my favorite one.
Okay, you want to go first? You go
sure
first,
I can,
because I have
yeah this. So yeah, I because you know Aurora's not in school yet, so get ready. It's gonna be really fun. I am a helicopter parent, we all know this. I'm super involved in my kids' stuff, in their business, all the way, but I tend to be overly involved with my kids' teachers, not necessarily because I want to be, but because my kids also have some behavior and sensory issues. And so like, I feel like I have to advocate for them. So I'm often talking to them. I know that shocks you. My kids also started school during the pandemic. So we were all in a learning space, kind of figuring out how you're going to work Zoom, throwing a kindergartner into Zoom. That was stupid. There was just a lot of stuff that I would have to tell the teachers, like, I'm not fucking doing that. Like, she's in kindergarten. I'm not going to make her sit here for 4 hours on a computer screen. She's not going to do that.
Oh my gosh, so, I can't imagine.
We had some conflicts there. But there are two times that I can think of like real, like weird conflicts. They're both pretty short stories. But one was when, so right after the pandemic, we started sending the kids to daycare because we were just tapped out, right? Like I just couldn't do any more time with my kids. And so when things started opening back up, I was like, cool, cool, cool. You guys are going to go to daycare. And we sent them to like just one of those like chain daycare places. I won't say the name of it. Milo had a teacher. He was the only male teacher in the school, which is not here nor there. He was the cool teacher. Everybody wanted this teacher. Milo started coming home and telling me these stories that this teacher was telling them during nap time. So Milo's not a napper. He doesn't ever nap. So he's like always awake. And I guess there were other kids during nap time that also weren't napping. He was also like at the age where like napping was like stopping being like a thing that they did, but they still had like required like hour lay down time or whatever.
Like quiet time, essentially. Right.
So he comes home and he starts telling us that this teacher is telling them about this monster that lives in the walls and it does all of this stuff. And like,
that's
he has these pointed fingers. And if you don't
go
to school, then you're going to do all these things. And like, he's four or five at this point, like he's little. And I'm like, first of all, buddy,
Slender Man?
I guess. I don't know what it was, but I don't know what lives in the brick wall over at the daycare center. So I'm like, this is weird. So I said something to the director about it because I was like, this is, it's starting to affect him, like, going to sleep at night, and like that I'm having to have a lot of conversations about, like, real and make-believe, and like, he didn't, you know, my kids, even though I have a true crime podcast, this is not something I share with my children. Like, I don't, yeah. I don't tell them about, you know, true crime documentaries and make them watch horror movies. So I tell, I know, sorry.
Not the horror movie part though.
Right. Well, and it's like some of the documentaries, they're not showing gross stuff. If it's just, you know, but you know, you try to shelter your kids from some of that stuff. So I tell the directors about it, and they were like, yeah, we heard that he was doing those. Like, we heard, we've had other parents that have said some things, but the kids really like him. So I feel like we're in like a weird place. I'm sorry. What?
The kids like really like who?
The teacher, the guy. Oh, like, so, yeah.
So he's just telling. So that makes it okay that he's
so
just
not,
telling them.
Right. So you're not going to tell him to stop. And so that was my question, was like, so you're
I
not.
I thought he was saying, no, they really like the creature in the walls. And I'm like, that's, like, I'm sorry. I got
right. So there is a creature in the wall. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sorry. the wrong shiny, the wrong.
Right.
Shiny
yeah. Thing. The wrong shiny thing was
I'm like, oh my God, no way.
And there was a creature in the wall. No, that they really liked this teacher and that they've talked to him about it, but he just keeps doing it because some of the kids really like the stories, but the parents don't like it. And I was like, first of all, he's
then he shouldn't be telling the kids.
Right.
If the parents are like, yo, bro, the kids are coming home and they're saying that they are frightened because of the story, then maybe he should stop telling a frightening story.
Right. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not okay with
that. Can he read a book to them?
Right. Can he just not tell them about a fucking creepy ass dude? I don't care if you
sit
there.
Can he read a book on his own?
Like, right, and look at his fucking phone. I don't care what he does.
Can
I don't
check
want
his email?
Telling this shit to my kids. So we ended up requesting, Milo was like right on the cusp of getting like to the next class. And I was like, can we just move him up? Like, if you're not going to change anything about it, like, I do know the teacher in the next class up. So can you just move him? And they ended up doing that. But really, like, 2 weeks later, we ended up pulling them. Cause that was just like the first red flag in a string of like other ones that I was like, I would rather work and rip my hair out and have them at home than have him coming home being afraid of the boogeyman. So we're not going to do that.
That's but this, fucking nuts.
Yeah. So this, my second teacher story is a quicker one, but it actually deals with my badass oldest child. So if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that my husband is trans and he carried our daughter. And so, you know, in our life, Hayden's dad gave birth to her. And, you know, we've always been very open about that fact. And it's not been something that she's aware of that. She thinks it's cool. She likes to talk about it. It's not something she like talks about, but like, it's not something she's like ashamed of. And she talks about it a lot. So she also is an incredibly smart kid and is in a lot of the accelerated classes. So she gets pulled out of class a lot to like work with tutors and do different things. So when she was in first grade, she had a tutor. And I don't know why they were talking about families and like where babies come from, because this was a math tutor. But for some reason, they were having some conversation about families, or maybe the teacher had said something about like somebody else's family is different than your. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was anything nefarious. I just think it was like, why are you even talking about this? But they were having this conversation and Hayden said to this tutor, oh yeah, like me, like my dad gave birth to me. And the teacher said, oh no, Hayden, daddies don't give birth. And
which
was like,
I would 100% say, like, to be honest, I would probably say that to a kid just very innocently, just thinking that they were like,
right.
Innocently ignorant in, you know, accidentally sure. biased as that is.
Right.
I would just be like, oh no, moms give birth.
Right.
And that's what I would.
Right. Which is, I think, of course, everybody's initial reaction, but you know, hopefully knowing better and doing better.
Yes.
Some people are able to point out like not every family is the same. Some people have
yes.
two moms, you know, whatever.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
And I have a different perspective on it because it's something that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. So it's like, obviously like that's, if a kid came to me and said like, my dad gave birth to me, I'd be like, cool, that sounds awesome. Okay, bye. Like, I don't want to talk about their birth. Like, we're just going to go on. And Hayden said, no, he did. He gave birth to me. And then this tutor, though, so instead of just saying like,
okay.
I don't know what the appropriate reaction is for that, she called her a liar.
We shouldn't be talking about, oh no.
she told her she's a liar. And she was like, we don't lie in this class and you can't tell lies. And then they like moved on to something else. So Hayden comes home and she's pissed. And she's like, so-and-so told me that, that I was a liar because daddy didn't give birth to me because that daddies don't give birth. But I told her that she was wrong. And I was like, hold up, wait a minute. Like, tell me the story. So I have her go through it. And, you know, anytime our kids get in any kind of like altercation at school or anything, my, like, especially if it's like a difficulty with a teacher, we have always really tried to have the first step of that be, do you want me to talk to the teacher or do you want to talk to the teacher first before we go and we say something to them? She said, oh, you don't have to talk to the teacher because I already talked to her. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. Because this wasn't her regular classroom teacher who was aware of her family makeup and like whatever. So I messaged the teacher and we ended up getting on like an email string with this tutor, but I'm definitely schooling her on like the anatomy of like how a family works and like whatever, whatever. But the thing, the biggest issue with that, and like, I get it. You don't understand. You, this is not a normal for you, but like, don't call my kid a liar.
Yeah. Don't yeah, for sure. Liar. For sure. And there's nothing wrong with if a kid says something just completely fucking off the wall and you're not, it's, that's right. not a subject you should be talking to them about. You just say something like, oh, really? Or, oh, okay. Or what do you think? Like Aurora the other day came in and people were doing it on the TV screen and she was like, and then they put their clothes on. Yeah. They put their clothes on. She goes, Mom, what? I just saw her armpits. Her armpits are gross. She talked to me about gross armpits for like several minutes. I was like, all right, if that's what you took away from that. And I was like, okay, we're in the clear for that. We're in the clear for that. And she goes, they're putting on their clothes. She goes, wait, why were they naked together? And I was like, oh, why do you think they were naked together?
Yeah.
And she's like, I just don't even know. And I'm like, yeah, there could be a lot of different reasons. And then we just fucking moved on. And it was easy.
Play?
And I
need to remember that. Bye.
Yeah. I need to remember that going forward to just ask, well, why do you think that is? Or like, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's, I didn't
that's
know that.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Right. That's not something I've ever heard before.
Yeah.
Right? Because, and you don't, I have a big problem with parent, with adults not believing kids because I feel
especially
like a lot of
in a
times.
School situation, because I'm not in a school situation. So if a kid said that to me, it would be a little more off the wall because I would know their at home family situation.
Right.
I think to a certain extent, even though you don't have to fucking disclose your medical chart to people, get the fuck over that.
Yeah.
But like at the same point in time, like, you know, I feel like I would have maybe known or like,
something
like that, you know? But like, if you're working in the school industry at this point, you're getting different families that are coming in. Like,
right. And like Hayden's not the only family that has like a different makeup in that school. So it's like, first of all, you don't say shit like that.
And a lot of people are like raised by their grandparents and stuff.
Right.
You just like, I don't know. You don't know the lies that people are telling their kids. Not that it's your job to like hold up those lies, but also that this
you
is a lie,
like,
but like,
right,
you just don't know. You don't know everybody's family dynamics, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. That's
right. So moral of that story is don't call kids liars. And also don't talk about family makeups in math class. Okay. That's not something that we need to do. But,
yeah, or if she insists, no, my dad did give birth, be like, that's incredible.
I know that all families look different. Yep.
I know that everybody's family looks different. And I guess that's how your family looks.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. That's
do
not the right
math
thing to worksheet. Say either.
Right. But
like,
it is. I think that's an excellent response. Like, that's so cool. All families are really different. Amazing. Let's move on to something else because this is not something we're supposed to be talking about right now in math.
Yeah, and because when you call a kid a liar, they're just really going to want to come back in. And I still remember a third grade teacher told me I cheated on a math test, and I did not cheat on that math test. And I remember because she called me a liar. And then I also remember one of my health teachers in the seventh grade called me sneaky, and like I didn't try out for volleyball because she called me like, she's like, you're just so sneaky. And she said it with this like nasty condentation, like, ugh. Like, I think because I was reading in her class, like, oh no, I finished my work early and I was reading. So I was just so sneaky.
Right.
What an awful girl I was. How horrible of me to fucking read a goddamn book quietly to myself in fucking health class. You know, how dare I expand my fucking mind.
You're the
but
worst.
Yeah, no, I still remember of that. And so I wonder if that's something. And I still remember, like, my third grade teacher told me that I was going to write novels because she said I wrote descriptions so beautifully. So I guess you never know what kids
what
are going to
impact you're going to have on a kid, for sure. Absolutely. And, like, if you're raising badass bossy kids like I am, they're going to tell that teacher, I'm not a liar. And I don't teach, we also don't teach our kids to, like, you 100% always have to respect adults, because sometimes adults don't deserve
it. Sometimes they suck. Yeah. See, I don't, like, the only conflict that I've ever had with a teacher so far, and I haven't even had a conflict with them, it's this coach that Aurora has at gymnastics, mm-hmm. which we're about to take her out because she's starting kindergarten in the fall. And so we're going to start from scratch. And I'm not sure if I'm going to enroll her in anything even until January. Maybe we're just going to take, like, a full, like, little bit off, line our pockets with that extra, like, $150-$200 a month, like, why not?
Yeah.
And also just, like, get into the swing, because I'm gonna do pickup, and then she, like, all the things, right? Like, I now have a school age kid, so I'll have to do all of that. But we do have this one coach, and he just, like, always seems, like, extra exasperated. He's like, that's not what I told you. If we were listening, it doesn't feel like anybody's listening today. And it feels like he starts after, like, he shows them, like, one time, and then he I get to the point, like, every couple of weeks where I'm like, I'm gonna fucking say something to this fucking dickwad. I'm gonna fucking say something. And then, okay, so it happened this week. Then he's so nice. Aurora, what a great job. Look at you, you rock star. See, you're just hitting it out of the park. And I'm like, gosh, he just compliments her left and right. And then for another couple weeks, I'm silent. And then I start getting boiling over again. And then he's kind of getting, it's a fucking vicious ass circle. And either way, I am happy that, we have unenrolled her at this point. We won't be going forward with that in the summer, because I feel like it is getting to the point where I want to say something, and I don't want to say something to him. I want to fully Karen it out and write an email to. And Roberto keeps telling me that that's how coaches are, and coaches are supposed to be tough. No. And
Chris says the same thing, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You can be a coach and still be kind.
That's what I was like, you can be firm too and still be kind. You can say, like, okay, I'm going to show you again. But if you don't remember, and say things like, okay, I'm feeling annoyed right now because I don't think you have your listening ears on. And yeah, sometimes the kids are being, like, little assholes, but at the same time, like, it's your job. And of course, he's one of the full time preschoolers. So sometimes I'm taking her, because we'll do makeup lessons and blah, 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 blah. So some weeks I'm taking her 3 days a week, and he's there. He's one of her instructors. And now she's, like, advanced up because she's one of the better ones. And he works with the better kids who do better with their skills. And so now she's, like, not only is she, like, taking his class with another instructor where she's, like, in the warm up and then they split off. No, he's her, like, one-on-one instructor with, like, the whole time, the whole hour. But yeah, I'm never going to say anything now because I've unenrolled her. So it's no longer my problem.
Right. But honestly, like, I'm like you, where if I had, like, a teacher that I knew they weren't going to have, I would still send an email afterwards. So I would be like, listen, here's what I just want you to know, because other parents may be afraid to say something, but also I'm always scared to say something, especially when they have the kid right then, that they'll, like, retaliate against that kid.
Yes, somehow, which, like, what would they do? Just not be nice? Like,
yeah, but I don't want people to intentionally be mean to my kids, though.
For real, for real. Speaking of kids,
yes,
conflict with kids.
Category.
Okay, actually, there's this girl, she lives next door, and I got into a fight with her at a mutual friend of Aurora's birthday bowling party because she didn't want to go first. And so I let a 3-year-old play, and then she wanted to come in and try. And I was like, no, you can't, because they kept going, they put her name in first, and she's like, I don't want to go first. Like, I don't want to go. I'll just wait. And I was like, nobody can start until you bowl.
Yeah.
You're the first, like, nobody can start until you bowl. And she goes, well, I don't care. They'll just have to figure it out. And so I was like, okay. And there was this little girl that was crying because she wasn't on anybody's like roster. And I was girl, you come over here, you play with us. And then she came up for the second round when it said her name. She's like, but that's my name. And I said, yeah, you said you didn't want to play, so you cannot play.
And so now she's your arch nemesis.
She has been at my house almost every day the last 3 weeks, and her and Aurora play very, very, very kindly. Her mom is not kind. I think that she is learning some skills at home that just won't necessarily bode well in the real world. I had a mom's meetup, and her mom came, and everybody afterwards, even the people that weren't my friends that were like brand new, were like, not, this isn't what they said, but this is what they said. They said, what the fuck was her problem, essentially? Okay.
Why did she come? Is she just miserable?
No. No, she was trying. That's the worst part. At this point in time, she was trying to be nice. Yeah, she was trying to like fit in, and then somebody was pregnant and her daughter was 2, and she's like, oh, you have to potty. And she was like, oh, I feel so overwhelmed because everybody's telling me I have to potty train her before the new baby comes, and it just feels like a lot. And I was like, no, girl. And again, I'm trying to make friends, and I'm like, no, girl, you just, you know, if it happens, it happens. Just like, you don't need any more pressure on you. I understand how overwhelming that feels when people are telling you you have to potty train. You just got to listen to the kid, et cetera, et cetera. And Erica's like, oh, you have to. This is what you got to do. Like, she had asked for Erica's advice, but what she literally said was like, I'm not feeling heard. People are telling me I have to do this. And Erica was like, you have to.
You do.
You have to. And that was just like one of several things. And then she like says things all the time, like, oh, well, we're going to vacation to Jamaica, which, okay, but that is equivalent to me saying we're going to vacation in Mexico. My family members live in Mexico City, so it is a vacation, but it is not as luxurious as me saying like, oh, I'm vacationing to, I'm staying at my tia's house. Which is still luxurious and great and fucking love my tias. Yeah. All of my tias, all of my primos, love all of them. They're fucking great. They're the best. I'm actually about to fly on a plane to go meet them for the weekend. I'm getting my eyebrows microbladed. It's going to be a great time. Fucking fingers crossed. Wish me luck. I'm getting my eyebrows microbladed the first day we get there. And it's a beach vacation because I am smart. So I'm getting them done, and then I'm going to be in the sun
and in the water. Right.
Sunny or sweaty.
Amazing.
Or salty. Yeah, I'm definitely, but I have a baby, so I can like, I don't have to like get. And I normally don't get my face wet in the sun or in the pool and the stuff anyways. I really don't, unless I've been drinking enough. Right, and then I'm just like, you know,
mermaids. Yeah, right.
Like literally woo, with the hair. I'm Ariel.
Amazing. Oh, that's fun. I can't wait to see all about your microblading adventure. I know you've thought about it a lot.
But now they're super good friends. But however, I just don't let my friends, my kids be friends with kids that I don't like. I don't know how I will proceed going forward, though. I did have a friend in like the sixth grade that my mom said was a bad influence, but I really liked her and it offended me. And now I can understand why she said she was a bad influence. But at the time I didn't understand. And I feel like my mom should have explained further. She didn't mean that she was a bad influence. Like, no. But we would just do like mischievous things together. You know, like we were bad. Like we were peer pressuring each other to do not peer pressuring, but like we together were very mischievous. It wasn't like, I thought my mom meant like, oh, she's like dirty or like mean or like she comes from a bad family, which, okay, all of those things, it's not somebody's fault if they're dirty or if they come from a bad family. Repairable, but my mom found that good to be
fits for
true that. And so my mom said that, but I never understood why. And now, as a 35-year-old looking back, I can see that she just meant that. Yeah, we were, but then I was friends with her forever.
Yeah, I have some really good friends that my parents were like, I don't know how I feel about you hanging out with them, and like I'm still friends with them to this day. And like, do we have the same like things that we like? Probably not, but I still like them because like, you know, they've been around forever. Or I had friends that I didn't see you know, the same, like,
oh yeah,
you know, my mom was like, I don't want you hanging out with them. And I'm like, I don't care what you say. And now as a grown up, I'm like, oh yeah, that was a bad idea. That was not a good friendship. That was a poor choice.
Yeah. But I just wish my mom would have explained better.
And yeah. So
that's what I want to be my takeaway, is that I need to maybe explain, like, hey, I get that you guys are friends, but you guys keep getting in trouble together. And I don't know if it's you and I don't know if it's her, but I know together you guys are getting into a bunch of fucking bullshit. Yeah.
I love that. I generally don't like kids I don't know. So although I find I have a knack for working with children, the older I get, the less patient I am. What I do like is bad kids that are doing like funny bad things that are not my responsibility. I cannot help but like outwardly laugh when I see a kid in public that's doing something that they like shouldn't do, that I don't have to like clean up the mess afterwards. I have a real problem. I'm also 12. Like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I could do an entire episode of like conflicts I've had with children because I've worked at camp. And like, I had a Girl Scout, I had a Girl Scout troop this last year for Hayden, myself, ooh, my sister, and another lady from their school, ran this Girl Scout troop. And like, there's some sassy girls in that troop. And yeah, I just think it's really hard as an adult even to like have a conflict with a kid, because
you're supposed to be the mature one.
Right.
But then you want to punch them in the fucking face.
And I know that, you know, so stop talking.
And be polite to me, you little asshole. Fucking sit down and just do what I said, because I told you to fucking do it.
And maybe that's the hard thing, is that like we were raised in a generation of like Mrs. and Mr. and you say hi and you say, you know, thank you, and you just do it. If an adult tells you to do something, you just do it. And like, I am making a very conscious effort to raise my kids to not be like, okay, if an adult tells you to do something, you just do it, because you know what that can lead to? Like child molestation. Like, and not in every situation, but you know, I don't think that kids should automatically be obedient to every person that they ever meet. They don't have to hug somebody if you ask them, you know, they don't, all of those things, but still be respectful. But sometimes I feel like, God, just can't you just fucking do what I say? Like, can you just not?
Right.
So yeah. So I don't have, like, I feel like I have so many like stories of this nature that I don't really have any specific ones to share, but I will say sames with that kid next door. Like, I just think it's so hard. I did have a kid when I was a camp counselor, literally the only kid that I, well, the first kid, because now I have my own children, that I thought like, I'm going to violently remove you from this situation. You have pushed every button that I have. And her parents dropped, and it's also very sad because looking back at the story, her parents dropped her off at camp and then left for France, and she did not want to be there. And
so she was just trying to be a dick to get some attention from her parents.
But there was nobody to get her. So it's like, we now have to deal with all of this nasty, horrible behavior because there's literally nobody to pick you up. And then finally, we did end up finding somebody who could pick her up, like some sort of guardian, because I have to put that down. And when the lady came to pick her up, her brother, who had also been in a camp all summer long, had been asked to leave because he, quote, brandished a weapon. So he like made a shank, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so they sent him home. But I will never forget that child. She is the first child who I ever thought I could strike, but I did not.
That is crazy. Yeah. That makes me feel so sad for both of those kids, though, that their parents dropped them off and then just left
like
the country.
Deuces, I'm out. I don't care if you don't want to be here. I have a plane to catch.
If
like,
something happens to you, fuck you. Like,
You break your arm, like
multiple days to track down a guardian. No, because I would totally drop my kid off at summer camp and go to France. Sure. Yeah, I'd do it.
But I feel like you would then have somebody who's like a stand-in if they got or something.
My mother-in-law and my mom would be emergency contacts.
Literally,
and they would
have
the number already saved and know to keep their fucking ringer on. And they could also get a hold of me in France, because if my kid was in a certain place and not with us, well, then now either myself or my husband, we need to have a working cell phone.
Right.
In case something happens.
Right. And it's not even like your kid's being bad. Like maybe there wasn't, maybe that child
had a medical emergency.
They have fucking head lice. I don't know what it is, but like sometimes kids have to go home. And if I don't have a way to get a hold of you, like that's borderlining neglect, my friend. So.
Yeah. Or even if they're just crying themselves to sleep every night, multiple nights in a row, like that's.
Right. Camp is not for everybody. My little, my sister hates camp. Like it with a fiery passion. She hated it as a kid. Like it was always my favorite place to be. She hated it so bad. She had a lot of anxiety around going, and like, it's just not for every kid. And like, you can have two kids that one of them really likes something and the other person really hates it. So you can't just assume like everybody's going to love this. No, everybody is not. I hate sports and I will never like them and you can't make me. Wow. We just spent a very long time complaining about all of the things that have made us mad, essentially, like in the last, maybe all the years of our lives.
At least an hour and a half.
Love it. I love it. You're welcome, everyone. I hope that this makes you either A, feel better about your own life situations, or B, feel not so alone in some of the situations that you have had with your children.
Let me know what you think about the reborn family situation.
Yeah, I feel like we need like a whole meeting about it.
You could definitely tell me that I could have cut out 20 minutes of that. And I won't be offended by that because I did tell the very long story of it.
But here's the thing. I needed more information. So like you told a 20 minute story and I'm like, there are so many questions I could be asking right now and I'm not going to because I'm just going to let her keep going. So conflict is normal. It's also, it doesn't make you a bad person. If you're good with dealing with conflict, you're bad with dealing with conflict. It is what it is. It's not good or bad. It just exists. I hate conflict, but sometimes we have to deal with it. But stand your ground, do your research, all the things that Z so eloquently reminds us to do. Next time, we're going to be talking about more true crime.
Yay!
And there was something else we talked about, but I'm not sure because I don't remember. My brain is mush. Check us out on all of the socials. Let us know if you have a case or a parenting topic you would like us to discuss. Questions, comments, concerns, we're here for it. Find us on all the things and be nice to each other. Talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.